Southern African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association released its annual report on what's happening in the private equity space. It found that funds under management had grown to 171 billion rand as at the end of December 2018, which represents a compound growth rate of 9.3% since 1999 when the survey started. Well, to give us an idea of what's happening in the private equity space, I'm joined on the line by Tanya van Liel. She's the CEO of SAFCA. Thanks very much for joining us, Tanya. Tanya, what did the private equity survey reveal about the growth of investment over the last 20 years or so?
Nombi, what we've seen is that there was more fundraise in 2018 in comparison to 2017. So it seems like there are more investors that are revisiting investment portfolio and investing in South Africa, despite some economic and political turmoil that we've experienced of late. And we've also seen an increase in the number of investments that our members have made. And over 35 billion rand was invested in various sectors in 2018.
What sort of sectors were people investing in?
Well, if I look at the top sectors, retail and services remain at the top in terms of the top five sectors. And then energy and related came in at number three, with receiving over 14% of the investments. An interesting increase in investment came from the healthcare sector. Mm-hmm. And then we see the real estate, which is also usually in the top five.
What about things like startups? Is there much appetite for those?
There definitely is a lot of appetite for startups. But in this particular survey, our focus was on private equity, which is more the later growth stage investments.
Yes.
And then in September, we'll be launching our VC survey, which looks at more the early stage startup investment space.
Oh, the venture capital stuff. Okay, understood. And then what about your report talks about the return on investment, basically. Just tell us about that.
So the funds that were returned to investors was over 15 billion rand that were returned to investors. And this includes both dividends and loan repayments, as well as realization of assets. So where the investors actually sold their stake in the assets and returned the funds with some profit back to the investors. So despite the economic climate, that was still very strong in 2018.
When we talk about raising funds, where is the money sourced from? Is it from high net worth individuals, organization? Where does the money come from? And typically, what sort of arrangements are there in terms of the length of time that money can be invested before a return should be expected by investors? Mm-hmm.
Well, for private equity, the institutional investors are mainly the where funds are raised. And these institutional investors can be sovereign wealth funds, pension funds, endowment funds, etc. And for 2018, we saw over 56% came from within South Africa, while the rest came from Europe, the US, and the rest of Africa. And the main source of funding came from development finance institutions. If we look at the venture capital sector or the early stage sector, they mainly raise funds from high net worth individuals and family offices.
So what are your observations around the level of activity of private equity on the African continent and other emerging market countries and the kind of sectors that look ripe for investment in those?
There's a lot of activity happening on the continent, especially in East and West Africa. We've also seen some really big deals happening in Egypt, North Africa recently. And the kind of sectors that people invest in have to do with getting people access to products and services that they wouldn't necessarily have had. We've seen a lot of agri-tech or agri-related investments taking place, insurtech, fintech. So giving people convenience and value for money kind of solutions is what we're seeing on the rest of the continent.
Despite the weak economic dynamics in South Africa, I mean, like you say, a lot of funds were still raised last year. But for this year, what's the outlook for private equity investment for the balance of this year and beyond?
We think it's still going to be strong. I think the investment drive that was started last year by the presidency's office has really contributed to the fundraising efforts. As long as we continue with policy certainty, I think our members will be in a position to continue to raise funds and invest those funds, not only in South Africa, but on the rest of the continent, because everyone is also looking for growth elsewhere other than just in our country.
Yes.
So I do think that there's still opportunity for the sector to grow, and there's a lot of capital out there looking for good deals.
What are the arguments around being invested in privately listed entities? entities using private equity as a better prospect as opposed to being invested in companies listed on the JSE or anywhere else in the world, although it's probably best to have exposure to both of them?
It's always good to have a diversified portfolio and have exposure to various asset classes, listed and unlisted. But in the unlisted space, someone would choose this as part of their portfolio to diversify and get access to companies that wouldn't necessarily be listed on the stock exchange or even industries that you wouldn't see represented on the stock exchange.
Mm.
But it's not only about the financial returns, because globally we're seeing that private equity is currently outperforming the listed markets. However, we find that a lot of investors that are looking to private equity want to invest with an impact mandate. So they want to see both financial returns, but also that that money is being used for good and impacting the companies and the communities around them positively.
Yes, because I suppose when you're looking at a listed company, for example, even though they may have those sort of ESG type of policies in place, sometimes because they're so big, they may not necessarily have the type of impact that an individual investor would want to see coming from that company.
Exactly. And with the DFIs, or development finance institutions, being the backbone of private equity on the African continent, they come with a developmental lens. So they want to see impact. So ESG and measuring ESG has always been at the forefront for the private equity sector.
Tanya, I understand that in a bid to boost skills and assist segments of our community who've traditionally been left out of certain spaces, SAFCA has introduced a new fund manager development program. Just tell us a bit about that.
That's correct. As part of our transformation strategy, one of the first products we're bringing to market is a fund manager development program, which is aimed at first-time fund managers, black-owned and female-owned fund managers. And the aim is to help them through the first few phases or months of establishing the fund, because our research has shown that they battle with fundraising, they run out of working capital,
yes,
and they need the necessary coaching, workshop, and mentoring to be able to run a fund from end to end. And that's what our program is going to offer them.
That was Tanya van Liel. She's the CEO of SAFCA.